Tiger Talk starts tomorrow at 9 a.m. like it always does. We'll talk with Bart Curtis and players that come in with him. Last week we had three. This week I think we'll have two. And no more donuts. That's the bad news. You want the good news?
What's that?
The diner is bringing the boys biscuits and gravy.
Well, then I can tell you who's probably going to be there. It's probably going to be Grady, Hunter, Mason. Wyatt Dawson.
There won't be enough for everybody. No. I'm just saying there's enough for three people, including Coach Curtis. So, and you know, I've never. Are you a biscuits and gravy guy?
I enjoy them. Yeah.
I don't.
No.
I don't like gravy. I just have never warmed up, literally, to gravy.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I guess. And I haven't acquired it, and I'm not seeking it. I'm an eggs and bacon guy, which is, again, that's how you look like this.
And that's okay.
Right? Tigers will send out the special teams unit. Mason Smythe will kick off from the 40-yard line at the north side of Fisher Field. He is 5 of 6 on touchbacks. Oh, they lined up on the wrong side. So now they'll switch. So now Mason is lined up at the 40 on the south side of the midfield line. He does have two balls that have been returned. So he's not 5 of 6. He's 4 of 6, isn't he? Sorry about that.
We'll forgive you.
I appreciate that.
We got Cohen McRae taking snaps on the sideline.
Is that right?
Yeah, we might bypass Quentin.
Quentin in this kind of game is not going to be the backup quarterback. No. Bouncing down the field, picked up at the 10-yard line, 15 to the 20, and spun down. Good open field tackle there by the Tigers. And the return was stopped by Dalen Fitzpatrick. And we have an injured Red Hawk on the field. You don't ever want to see injuries at any time, but especially in a game like this. That is extra unfortunate. And while they work on him, we'll remind you that we get to participate in the W Trophy game again next week. 2024 edition is in Syracuse at Warrior Field. We'll be on the air at a little after 6, kickoff right at 7 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. The W Trophy game is one of the games I look forward to. Even before I lived here, the W Trophy game was on my radar because the head athletic trainer at Butler University is Ralph Reif. And it's his parents that donated the trophy. He's one of the sons and grandsons that played football at Wawasee. And so he says, you're from Argus. You ever hear of the Reefs from Wawasee? And I hadn't. And he told me the story. And then I show up here, and here I am.
There it is.
So, pretty cool. So we look forward to the trophy being on display. And two teams battling for it. Wawasee's going to go into that game 0-3. They're getting roughed up pretty good by Northwood tonight in Napanee. But all it takes is a victory over the Tigers to make their season complete. Especially, they're going to play extra hard next week because their head coach is Matt Thacker, who was an assistant here, and a really good one, by the way. I don't know that I really understood that he wanted to be a head coach, right? Some guys you can tell that they are born to be it, and they want to be it, and they're working towards that. I don't know that I ever really had a conversation with Matt about that when he was here, but he did a really good job at Fairfield. That first year was not indicative of the kind of coach that Matt Thacker is at Fairfield. There was the only way to describe it, there was a mutiny at Fairfield. The seniors all quit. He's trying to teach them a new way of playing football. There are no senior leaders on the team, and it just was a mess. The player that was injured is being carried off the field. Well, not carried off. He's walking off, but very slowly. Surrounded by assistant coaches and medical personnel. I'm still not 100% sure who it was. We'll try to get you that information. First down and 10 for Goshen at their 20-yard line, down 42-0. The clock is running, and we're under a running clock for the entire second half. Quick throw near side, Diaz. He missed his target on the near side. That was Janice, and it's second down and 10. And again, running clock, if you're watching on the internet, right, if you're watching us on the Tiger Broadcast Network YouTube channel, you're yelling, the clock is running. Yes, the clock is going to continue to run like that. Timeouts, touchdowns, and injuries, I believe, are the three things that stop the clock. Two of those I know are right. Second down and 10. So this second half will go pretty quickly. That's pretty much the whole purpose. Carter Diaz, hands off, ball fumbled. It's rolling around loose near the 20-yard line. It's still loose. And the official comes in for the far side and points to the ground like the ball was down. There is no chance of that. That handoff was not very good. Johnson was the intended ball carrier. It's no gain on the play for Johnson. It's third down and 10.
Yeah, that ball was out quick. So there's no way that he was down.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He clearly just made the wrong signal,
which
is fine. I've said the wrong thing a couple times tonight. We all get it. Third down and 10. Diaz, standing back at his 15, leans forward, slaps his hands, takes a snap, rolls away from pressure, looking long down the middle of the field, and he threw it incomplete. He had a man on a crossing pattern down the field, long street, but the pass was behind him at the 42-yard line, and it's fourth down and 10 for the Redhawks, and they send their punting unit back onto the field.
Good defensive stand there by Warsaw. A lot of the second-string defense is in there right now, and they did a remarkable job holding Goshen three and out.
Logan Carl is back deep. I will say this. We're not supposed to have favorites, and I don't know that I have favorites. I miss Chase Carl. He's one of the guys I got really close to as a senior last year. Love that kid. Janice kicks it down the field. Carr is going to catch it at his 46. Up the middle to the 50, and they got across the 50. We'll see how far. First down, Warsaw. 9:20 clock runs still. Here in the third quarter, Warsaw leading 42-0 over Goshen.
A lot of new numbers going into the ballgame. Get a lot of these JV guys some experiences in a varsity contest in the second half.
Warsaw will take over first down and 10. Yeah, here's where the job really gets fun.
Yeah.
This is Cohen McCray at quarterback for the Tigers. And he'll hand off up the middle. Still looking for that ball carrier. Fitzpatrick on the carry. This is also where it gets hard for Austin because he's got to start adding JV kids' names in there. Second down after a gain of 4 to the Redhawk 45. McCray hands off up the middle. Fitzpatrick again. He'll get to the 40-yard line, a gain of 5.
Good push up front still. I know these are not the first-string offensive linemen for the Tigers, but still good push up front.
McCray's mom was a former Lady Tiger basketball player back in the day. And there's certainly athletic genes in that family because his grandpa is Coach Jim Kessler, the Grace College Lancer legend. Third down and 1 from the 40. McCray, Fitzpatrick again, dives forward, gets the first down. Give him to the almost the 35, give him 5 yards on that first down, on that third down carry. First down, Tigers.
I think we'll see a lot of these play types the second half.
We won't see any pitching.
No.
This will be straight up the middle. 7:19 left to play here in the third. Warsaw up 42-0 over Goshen, looking to get to 1-0 in the conference and 2-1 overall. And the Redhawks in danger of being shut out for the second week in a row. McCray hands off Fitzpatrick, and he gets down near the 30-yard line. That is a Gave him to the 29-yard line, so give him 7 yards and a first down carry.
So it wasn't a clean reception of the ball from the center. I don't know if you noticed that, but he had the very tip of the ball, and to McCray's credit, he made that handoff look good.
An illusion that you will agree with and understand. That was a snow cone snap reception.
Yep.
McCray takes the snap, hands off. Fitzpatrick up the middle, goes flying through the hole, breaks a tackle, and gets down inside the 21-yard line. There is a flag down, illegal
motion
against the Tigers. So that'll back him up 5 yards. And it'll be second down and 8 coming up.
Yep, 2 men were moving at the same time at the very end there.
You can imagine these guys play in front of about 200 people or less on a Saturday afternoon normally. So you can understand why they might be a little bit nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And they have stopped the clock momentarily, which means Rick Timmons actually had to wake up and push the button. Second down and 8 for the Tigers. And McCray's going to pitch it. And there's a turn up field, 25, 20, 15, 10. Down inside the 10, all the way down to the 5-yard line.
Different people out there, same result. Offensive line just knocking people down. Running backs running wild without defenders in sight. Big game there.
That's Wyatt Harmon on the pitch and run for the Tigers. First and goal, Warsaw from the 6 with 5:10 left to play here in the half. Can you imagine these Warsaw kids, again, who play on Saturdays, rarely get this opportunity. They really want to score here. They don't care what the score is or the circumstances surrounding it. They want to score. Fitzpatrick in the backfield, man in motion. They hand off up the middle. Fitzpatrick, he's down near the goal line. He did not get in. Give him 5 yards down to the 1. It'll be second and goal from inside the 1-yard line with 4.5 minutes left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw scored on a Drew Sullivan run at 5:17 of the opening quarter to cap off the opening drive of the game. And then a couple plays later, Cohen Hetty picked off a pass at the 11 and ran it straight into the end zone. And it's been a rout ever since. And it might just get a little bit more of a rout here in a second. McCray under center, Fitzpatrick behind him. And did McCray ever give him the ball? He did. It is a touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Dalen Fitzpatrick with his first varsity touchdown, and it's 48-0.
Some of the plays that we thought we'd see, and again, different numbers. You know, I'm seeing numbers that aren't even on the two deep. So, credit to them. They are, like you said, Roger, they're playing hard. They're playing as if, like, it's 0-0. And give credit to that entire offense for marching down and scoring on that Goshen defense.
Smythe out there for the extra point, and he knocks her through. 3:21 clock running here in the third quarter. Warsaw leads 49-0 over Goshen. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back here at Fisher Field. If you're watching online, greetings. Enjoy your weekend. If you're watching from Goshen, let me just encourage you to hang in there with these guys. They're playing really hard. They're doing their best, right? But it is tough, and it's going to get tougher. But there are some games on the schedule they're going to have a good chance in. If they keep the right attitude, they're going to be there at the end. And I hope that Goshen people will do that. We'll hang in there. From the 6-yard line, this is Longstreet. Turns upfield to the 20. Ooh, he got tripped up as he got to the 25-yard line. And the Redhawks will take over with 3:08 and the clock running in the third quarter. And Warsaw leading 49-0. And the try for the Redhawks will start at the 37-yard line.
And those were good comments, Roger. And I've really been impressed with that receiver. Gabriel Janisse. Yeah, he's been impressive.
Yeah, he's solid.
Yeah.
He has the ability to break plays, make plays.
Yep.
But part of the problem is when you've got so many guys playing both sides of the ball, yeah, it's really hard. And a play-action fake. Diaz rolling right. Got a man open, and it's Janisse at the 40-yard line. And he's still upright, and he's leaning forward. He's got the first down. That's a gain of 15 yards on the pass play from Diaz to Janisse. And a first down for the Redhawks. The clock running, 2:08 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 49-0 over Goshen.
And that's kind of what I was talking about. Just, you can just tell there's some athleticism there. Even with, you know, the quarterback, Carter Diaz, you know, gets the ball out, throws a nice spiral, nice pitch and catch there for Goshen.
Diaz will bring him to the line. 8 on the play clock. 1:43 on the big one here in the third. 2 wide outs right. Diaz play action fake, looking left all the way. Now fires it down the middle. Got a man wide open. It's Longstreet at the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Redhawks. A 57-yard pass play from Diaz to Longstreet against the Tiger JV. And Goshen's on the board for the first time since week one.
And that had to have been a breakdown in coverage because he was wide open. There was nobody within 20 yards of him.
Yeah, the backside was wide open.
Yep.
Beautifully thrown ball, though.
Yeah, just like we were saying.
Carter Diaz with a beautifully thrown ball, and Longstreet is fast. He had a long reception against Fairfield. The kick is up, and the kick is good. We'll keep it here with 44.9 left to play in the third quarter. And the Redhawks have their first touchdown of the game on a drive that was 5 plays and 63 yards.
You know, you'd want to see that Tiger defense, you know, bow up a little bit there. But in all reality, it, you know, Goshen obviously still has their, you know, their starters in there. And you can't fault them for that because they need the experience as well. But with the, in essence, the Tiger JV defense in there, it makes it a little bit easier. But you know that they every man to a man down there wanted to keep that zero on the scoreboard.
57-yard pass play. And the kick by Marco Macias makes up 49-7.
I'm envisioning another time-consuming drive here.
Well, three and outs are time-consuming because the clock doesn't ever stop.
Partly my point.
Still wings in here. Can you believe that? What's wrong with the people up here? They haven't cleaned out the wings bucket yet.
You'd think with guys like this.
Listen, Mr. Hauk is up here, and he's waving them in front of us like, I got one, right, and you can't have any. And he's right. So Goshen's on the board. Change of possession. Change of possession was the third thing that stops the clock, and it did with 44.9 left. And the kick by Macias is down the field, and it's going to be returned by the Tigers from the 3-yard line. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Walker's in front, 45 or 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers.
Is that Tristan Wilson?
It is. Tristan Wilson, 97 yards on the kickoff return.
And he caught that on the 3 and ran right down the middle of the field. I don't know if he made a move. He might have made a little bit of move towards the end of the, like around the 30 to elude the kicker. But for the most part, that was like the Red Sea parting.
Yeah, it was.
He just ran right down the middle of that football field.
Yes, he did.
And that's going to be the quarter end.
It will. Did they not kick the extra point?
I think they'll kick it at the start of the fourth quarter.
Okay. So we'll start the fourth after this. Warsaw 55, Goshen 7, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw.